like I told it to.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Today, host Richard Pettis brings you the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the Saint of the Day, and our daily update. We will be right back after a few messages.
Looking for a Catholic counselor? Dr. Peter Klaponis, Deb Rojas, and the team at Integrity Counseling Services provide faithful Catholic counseling in Pennsylvania and beyond. We offer telehealth and in-person counseling for porn addiction, betrayal trauma, anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, and much more. You can find us at integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781. That's integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781.
Looking for a Catholic counselor or coach? Dr. Fred Boley provides faithful Catholic counseling and coaching for men in Missouri and beyond. He conveniently offers telehealth services for anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, or just getting stuff done. You can find him at stbarn.org or 872-269-1280. Once again, the number is 872-269-1280.
She is a Catholic recording artist, multi-award-winning songwriter. She sings contemporary and folk rock music. She has been in the music industry for over 5 years. Her music is her ministry. She aims to help people that suffer from all kinds of pain in life and try to bring them to the Lord through her music. She has 3 albums out and her music is being played on radio stations all over the world. Her website is lisamarienicole.com and she is on social media. Her music page is facebook.com Lisa Songs of Worship. YouTube at Lisa M. Nicole. Instagram Lisa_Marie_Nicole_official. Her songs can be purchased on her website, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and everywhere else. Her merchandise store has everything for her ministry and can be accessed through her website. Her new CDs will be available very soon and can be purchased through her website. She counts herself blessed that God has chosen her to help spread his message. She is Lisa Marie Nicole. Get her music today.
The Four Persons Network asks our Catholic friends to check out and join the fast-growing Catholic website, message board, and community at Catholicism Rock. The quality and diversity of contributors is breathtaking and the content spans everything from education to news and commentary and spiritual insight. Partners of the Four Persons and our friends. Please check them out at CatholicismRocks.com.
We at the Four Persons invite you to check out the Rock Company located in Bethlehem. Our friends Tony and Paulette Rock have an incredible selection of hand-crafted masterpieces and religious items. From nativity sets and Last Supper carvings to rosaries and crucifixes. They have items for every budget from modest cost all the way up to priceless treasures. They ship anywhere in the world. Please visit them at therockcompanyshop.com and tell them you heard about them on the Four Persons. The Four Persons, Inc. is a federally registered and licensed 501c3 charity. Any use of any of our content without our permission is prohibited by law. Our purpose is evangelization, education, and social action. Please go to our website at thefourpersons.com or our blog site at thefourpersons.net to make your tax-deductible donation by credit or debit card. You can also send a check to The Four Persons, Inc., P.O. Box 11214, Manassas, Virginia, 20113. To contact us, send us an email at email@thefourpersons.com. Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen.
Amen.
St. Faustina.
Pray for us.
Pope St. John Paul II.
Pray for us.
Jesus, we trust in you.
Amen.
Now, friends, I've got to apologize for my absence our absence the last few days. Blog Talk Radio has been down. And the thought is not lost on me that the last time we tried to bring you a special novena, the St. Andrew's Christmas novena, they went down for 2 weeks.
It's amazing how much we think alike, because I was thinking the same thing.
Two peas in a pod, brother.
Yeah.
You know, great minds think alike. So,
Something like that.
It's just, or mediocre minds think alike. But it's
minds,
just...
Minds led by God think alike.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
I'll go with that one.
He does the work. We're just conduits.
Exactly.
We're like Balaam's mule. You know, and I don't consider myself above Balaam's mule, but God can
Not
work
much.
To a mule. He can work through a stubborn donkey like me.
Yes, he can. He can work through a stubborn donkey like me too.
Yep.
Anyway. It just seems to me, you know, it's not lost on me that the last two times we've tried to bring you guys a special novena, they've went down on us.
Yep.
And that's not going to stop me from trying to bring you novenas, because that's just the work of the enemy. He's working through them.
So I have some good news if you'd be interested in hearing it.
I'd love to hear some good news.
Some numbers from the Four Persons Facebook page that just show a testament to our phenomenal growth. Okay?
Okay.
We are over 1,000 members now. We are at 1,003 members. Okay?
Awesome.
And our growth has been, we have grown, this is, I'm reading this statistic. I almost can't believe it. It almost doesn't even sound real. But we have grown 70.4% in page views since March 7th.
Wow.
That doesn't even sound real, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't even sound plausible to have that kind of growth in a month. And our number one post, well, first of all, I'm going to give you our number one poster, and then I'm going to give you our number one post. So see if you could guess who is our number one poster. In other words, the person who is ranked number one in terms of number of posts on our Facebook page.
I'm going to guess me.
Three guesses. I'm going to give you three guesses and see if you can get it in the three guesses.
I'm going to guess me.
Incorrect.
My second guess would be you.
Also incorrect. You have one more guess.
Ken Litchfield.
Close. Luke Haskell.
Really?
So congratulations to Luke. And that's wonderful, because he's kind of taken a step back from the show, but he's still engaged. So much engaged that he is our number one poster. Now, one of our top posters...
Hey, Luke, keep with those postings, brother. We need you.
Yeah. Oh, and he posts some dynamite stuff.
Yes,
now,
he does.
In terms of the top rated posts, we have one person who has 1, 2, 3, 4 of the top 6 highest rated posts in the history of our blog. Okay. That's pretty impressive, right?
Yes, it is.
Including the one at number one. So I want to say congratulations to Augustina Romana, who has the number one post on our Facebook page. And the date of the post was April 3rd, okay, which is 2 days ago?
2 days ago.
2 days ago. And in that time, and I know certain people are probably listening to that, to this, in 2 days, that post has been viewed 16,867 times.
Wow. Good job, Augustina.
Let me repeat that. 16,867 views on this post in 2 days. Augustina, you are officially a rock star. Do you agree, Richard?
I agree. She has definitely gone viral.
So, wow. I mean, it's just, and, you know, it's across the board. Okay, our YouTube channel is taking off. We're getting hundreds of views on our YouTube videos, especially those of Ken Litchfield, which he's been putting out, you know, every week. William Hemsworth stuff is taking off all across the board on all the different platforms that we're on. We're on Apple. We're on, you know, we're on iTunes. We're on Spotify. We're on all these different platforms that he has us on. Catholicism Rocks has been a great partner in our growth. We Are Catholic has been a great partner in our growth. Richard, I'm just in awe of where this is going. The Lord's work in all of this is just magnificent, isn't it?
It is. But the Lord's work in everything is magnificent. I was reading something earlier today about why God invented evil, and he didn't invent evil. He simply allowed the enemy to increase the evilness that was there.
Well, what evil is the absence of good. Like cold
right.
is the absence of heat, or darkness is the absence of light.
Or heat is the absence of cold.
Well, cold is the absence of heat, technically. But please continue.
So anyway, and then the other thing was why God allows bad things to happen. Well, he does that so that we'll grow. He never promised that he was going to give us a life without pain, without difficulty. What he promised us was he would always be here for us, even until the end of time.
Yeah.
And he keeps that promise. But in order to be able to keep that promise, he needs to have us where we know that we need him so that we know to look for him, whether I look for him in John Benko or whether I look for him in Terry Delp or in Augustina Romana or in William or in Luke Haskell. You know, I know that I need to be looking for him because I know that he's there for me always until the end of days.
And the unimaginable thing, Richard, is that God could have dealt with the problem of evil by just wiping it out. I don't deny that he could have done that. But that's not the way that God chose to deal with suffering.
No,
The way that God chose to deal with suffering was to come down here to earth, clothe himself in human flesh, and plunge himself right in the middle of it. So to join us in our suffering was the way that he chose to deal with suffering, which is just unimaginable. Unimaginable that God would do that for us undeserving donkeys, as we talked about. You know, and I hear people say, well, if I just want what I deserve. I just want what I deserve. Be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm. I don't want what I deserve. I want what God wants to give me, no
right.
matter what that is.
Right. And but far be it from me, Lord, to ever give me what I deserve. Because when the Lord gives me what I deserve, the ground opens up underneath of me and I fall headfirst into hell.
Exactly. I want, Lord, what you have to give me, nothing more and nothing less.
Right.
Because I know you're going to give me more than I deserve.
Well, it's kind of a package deal, Richard, and that's the thing that a lot of people don't understand, because if we want God's mercy, and you'd be pretty foolish not to, you have to show mercy.
Exactly.
Those who show mercy will receive mercy. Now, you can have one of two things. You can either seek God's justice, or you can seek God's mercy. And you will get whichever one that you choose. But just remember, the same measure by which you measure will be measured out to you. So if you give your neighbor justice with no mercy, you will receive justice with no mercy. If you give your neighbor mercy even when they deserve justice, then you will receive mercy even when you deserve justice. Trust me, folks, on this, you want to go with option two in this. Trust me, that's what you want to do.
Be merciful and get mercy.
Yeah, go with that option. It's a better option.
It's just like, you know, if you want to go to confession and get God's forgiveness, you better be willing to forgive those that you think have wronged you. Bottom line.
And they may actually have wronged you.
Okay.
But, you know, the thing about forgiveness is, and the Bible tells us this, it's about a debt that can't be paid. Now, if I said something really bad to Richard Pettis, you know, last week, because I was upset, because I was having a bad day, okay? You know, and I had no excuse for it. I could go to Richard and say, Richard, I had no excuse for what I said. I'm truly sorry. Please forgive me. Now, Richard could very well say, no, I'm not going to forgive you. What you did was wrong. I can't forgive you. Can't get over it. Now, Richard has the free will to make that choice.
But Richard would be an idiot to choose to not forgive.
It's unforgiveness is a tremendous evil, especially when it's persistent unforgiveness towards a person who is truly repentant and not only repentant, but trying to make reparation. Person who's trying to make it right. I'm not just sorry. What can I do to make it right? Okay, and you're refusing to forgive that person, that's an evil.
That's unforgivable.
And forgiveness can actually be worse than murder. It can, because the forgiveness destroys families. Forgiveness destroys relationships. And when you murder somebody, you kill them once. But when you refuse to forgive, sometimes forgiveness murders the same person over and over and over again for weeks, for months,
exactly,
for years. And it's truly insidious and evil thing. And unfortunately, you and I have, you know, both seen that at some point in our lives.
Yes, we have. And for anybody that's ever done me wrong, the only thing you need to do for me to forgive you, whether I think you've done me wrong or not, the only thing I need is for you to say a prayer for me. You don't even have to come to me and apologize, because you know what? I've already forgiven it already anyway. I don't hold any grudges against anybody for any reason whatsoever.
But if you ask for my forgiveness, you'll get it.
In exchange for a prayer.
But, you know, The thing about it is, though, you know, if you want somebody's forgiveness, you want to be forgiven, you have to truly be sorry. You have to truly be repentant, especially when it comes to God. If you are confessing to God on Monday about breaking the window, and then Tuesday you're breaking another window, you haven't learned anything, okay?
No, you haven't.
Repentance is about turning away from the sin, not just about being sorry for it. Being sorry is just the first step.
Exactly.
You have to truly decide to turn away. So before we get into the saint of the day, I just wanted to point out really quick to everybody that this weekend is a beautiful and glorious weekend because it's a chance for you to do what I call the trifecta, the triple play, whatever it is you want to call it. Today, if you go to Mass today, you can get in one installment in your 9 First Friday devotions to the Sacred Heart. And you can look up all the promises that were made to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, the Sacred Heart devotion. One of them is final perseverance. That's a big one, folks. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow is a first Saturday. So the same types of promises are made to those who do the first 5 Saturdays. So it's a 9 Fridays. It's 5 Saturdays. And then Sunday, assuming that you go to confession, Sunday you go to Mass, you receive communion, you say prayers for the intentions of the Pope, and you can receive a full pardon. The judge gives you a full pardon of all punishment due to sin, which means, Richard, that if you leave the church after going to Mass and you're struck by a lightning bolt, God forbid, you go straight to heaven.
No purgatory.
Right. Now, the trifecta is free. All you got to do is get your fanny off the recliner and go. Now, somebody would be pretty dumb to pass up a deal like this if they can actually pull it off, wouldn't they?
They would. Yep, even the cat says they would.
Yeah, the cat is in full agreement. Well, I would say the cat is probably a Catholic. Oh, that was bad, wasn't it?
She is a Catholic.
That was bad, wasn't it?
It
even
was.
Even by my standards, that was bad. Anyway, saint of the day today, the floor is yours.
Saint Vincent Ferrer is the saint of the day, not Saint Vincent Ferret, Ferrer, F-E-R-R-E-R. And he was a son of Saint Dominic, not meaning his child, meaning he was a member of the Dominican order.
Mm-hmm.
And he was born the fourth child of Guillaume Ferrer, a notary from Palamos, and his wife Constancia Miguel, who was either from Valencia itself or Girona. Saint Vincent was born the 23rd day of January, 1350. And he died the 5th day of April, 1419. And that would be today, 605 years ago. So anyway, legends surround his birth. It was said that his father was told in a dream by a Dominican friar that his son would be famous throughout the world. His mother is said to have never experienced pain when she gave birth to him. He was named after Vincent Martyr, the patron saint of Valencia. He would fast on Wednesdays and Fridays and distribute alms to the poor. He began his classical studies at the age of 8 and his study of theology and philosophy at the age of 14. 4 years later, at the age of 18, Ferrer entered the Order of Preachers, commonly called the Dominican Order. In England, also known as the Black Friars, because of the black cloak they wear over their white habits.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he had entered the novitiate of the order, though, he experienced temptations urging him to leave. Even his parents pleaded with him to do so and become a secular priest. However, he prayed and practiced penance to overcome these trials. Thus, he succeeded in completing the year of probation and advancing to his profession. For a period of 3 years, he read solely sacred scripture and eventually committed it to memory. He published a treatise on dialectic suppositions after his solemn profession, and in 1379 was ordained to the priesthood at Barcelona. He eventually became a master of sacred theology and was commissioned by the order to deliver lectures on philosophy. He was then sent to Barcelona and eventually to the University of Lleida, where he earned his doctorate in theology. Saint Vincent is described as a man of medium height with a lofty forehead, or a very receding hairline, and very distinctive features. His hair was fair in color and tonsured. His eyes were very dark and expressive. His manner was gentle. His ordinary color was pale, but his voice was strong and powerful, though it could be at times gentle, resonant, and vibrant. The Western Schism, which went on from 1378 to 1417, divided Catholicism between two, then eventually three claimants to the papacy. Antipope Clement VII lived at Avignon in France, Pope Urban VI in Rome. St. Vincent was convinced that the election of Urban was invalid, although Catherine of Siena was just as devoted a supporter of the Roman Pope. In the service of Cardinal Pedro de Luna, St. Vincent worked to persuade Spaniards to follow Clement. When Clement died in 1394, Cardinal de Luna was elected as the second antipope successor to the Avignon papacy and took the name Benedict XIII. St. Vincent and his brother Boniface, general of the Carthusians, I love that name Boniface, I wonder why, were loyal to Benedict XIII, commonly known as Papa Luna in Castile and Aragon. He worked for Benedict XIII as apostolic penitentiary and master of the sacred palace. Nonetheless, St. Vincent labored to have Benedict XIII in the schism. When Benedict XIII did not resign as intended at either the Council of Pisa in 1409 or the Council of Constance from 1414 to 1418, he lost the support of the French king and most of his cardinals and was excommunicated as a schismatic in 1417. St. Vincent later claimed that the Western Schism had such a depressing effect on his mind that it caused him to be seriously ill. I can see that.
Yeah.
So for 21 years, he was said to have traveled to England, Scotland, Ireland, Aragon, Castile, France, Switzerland, and Italy, preaching the gospel and converting many. And many biographers believed he could speak only Catalan, but was endowed with the gift of speaking in tongues. He was a noted preacher. Though he himself was an intellectual, his preaching style had been described as innovative in that it incorporated a popular tone and rhetoric, a rhetorical directness into the by-then traditional scholastic thematic sermon structure. He preached to Corlette of Corby and her nuns, and it was she who told him that he would die in France. Too ill to return to Spain, he did indeed die in Brittany in 1419. Breton fishermen still invoke his aid in storms, and in Spain he is the patron of orphanages. St. Vincent is said to have been responsible for the conversion of many Jews to Catholicism, allegedly by questionable means, according to the Jewish Encyclopedia. Of course they would say that. They have an axe to grind. For instance, he is said to have strongly encouraged conversion and to have consecrated synagogues as churches. A contemporary convert, a former rabbi by the name of Solomon Haleve, went on to become the bishop of Cartagena, and later the archbishop of Burgos. St. Vincent is alleged to have contributed to anti-Semitism in Spain, as commotion accompanied his visits to towns that had Jewish communities. Well, I don't know what to say about that. Because of the Spaniards' methods of converting Jews at the time, the means which St. Vincent had at his disposal were either baptism or spoliation. According to the Catholic Encyclopedia, he won them over by his preaching, estimated at 25,000 in number. Sources are contradictory concerning St. Vincent's achievement in converting a synagogue in Toledo, Spain, into the Church of Santa Maria, Holy Mary, Santa Maria La Blanca, Holy Mary the White. I think that is what it is. Mm-hmm. One source says I don't speak Spanish very well. I speak Latin. One source says he preached to the mobs whose riots led to the appropriation of the synagogue and its transformation into a church in 1391. A second source says he converted the Jews of the city, who then changed the synagogue to a church after they embraced the faith, but hints at the year 1411. A third source identifies two distinct incidents, one in Valencia in 1391 and one in Toledo at a later date, but says that St. Vincent put down an uprising against Jews in one place and diffused a persecution against them in the other. St. Vincent also attended the disputation of Tortosa, which went from 1413 to 1414, called by Avignon Pope Benedict XIII in an effort to convert Jews to Catholicism after a debate among scholars of both religions. St. Vincent participated in the management of a significant political crisis in his homeland. King Martin of Aragon died in 1410 without a legitimate heir, and five potential candidates came forth to claim the throne, all with royal bloodlines. It was determined that a committee of nine respected figures, three each from Aragon, Catalonia, and Valencia, the realms comprising the crown of Aragon, would review the qualifications and select the next king. St. Vincent was chosen as one of the representatives of Valencia, and he voted for the Castilian prince Ferdinand of Antequera, who became the next king of Aragon. On June 28th, St. Vincent publicly proclaimed Ferdinand of Castile as king of Aragon. The process by which Ferdinand was determined to be the next king is known as the Compromise of Caspe. So St. Vincent died on the 5th day of April 1419 at Vannes in Brittany at the age of 69 and was buried in the Vannes Cathedral. He was canonized by Pope Calixtus III on June 3rd, 1455, or about a little over 36 years after he died. So a 50-meter, 164-foot statue of St. Vincent was erected in Bayambang, Philippines in 2019.
St. Vincent Ferrer is considered to be one of the most prominent, if not the most prominent, visionary in the Catholic Church about the end times. He's
yes,
very, very well respected in that area. So I will leave St. Vincent Ferrer.
Pray for us.
Amen. Hey, Richard, and, I have a question for you.
Well, hang on. Let me do one thing real quick while
okay.
I'm thinking about it.
All right.
My bride, Keela, would be 64 if she were around today. I'd like to pray a Hail Mary in Latin for her.
Amen.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Keela, pray for us.
Amen. Amen to that.
God knows,
Richard,
I can use all the prayers I can get.
You and me, and yeah, we're in that same boat. Richard, does the name Caitlin Clark mean anything to you?
Can't say that it does.
I know you're a sportsman, sort of. So, Caitlin Clark, interesting story, is a women's college basketball player with the University of Iowa. And they are playing tonight. And if they win tonight, they will face either South Carolina or NC State, most likely South Carolina, for the national championship game. Now, the interesting thing about Caitlin Clark is she is probably the greatest women's college basketball player of all time. And to be perfectly honest, it's probably not close, okay? Earlier this year, after setting the all-time record for a women's college basketball player in points, she then went on to top that by beating Pistol Pete Maravich's record for all-time points for any college basketball player.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Now, what's really impressive about that, it's actually staggeringly impressive, is, you know, you would tend to think, okay, if she's all-time leading scorer in the history of college basketball, she must be a selfish player, right? A ball hog, right?
You would think.
Well, believe it or not, she also set the all-time record for assists in college basketball history. Now, I want you to stop and think about that for a second. She's the all-time assist leader and the all-time scoring leader. So if she wasn't the all-time assist leader, how many points would she have scored? The reason why I'm bringing all this up is that Caitlin Clark is a devout Catholic, from a devout Catholic family, conservative, loves America, okay, gives honor to the Pledge of Allegiance, does not buy into the woke ideology, believes in family values and all of these things. And she hasn't done any of the unscrupulous and underhanded things that are so riddling sports today. She's done it the right way. There's no steroids or anything in her past. There's no indication of special favoritism or anything in her past. It's hard work. It's training. It's dedication. She's a dedicated student athlete, family person, and definitely a role model for the girls of today. So I'm going to ask everyone that's listening to the four persons to root like heck for Caitlin Clark tonight, to beat the University of Connecticut, and then to go on and win against probably South Carolina for the national championship. I just think it's a feel-good story, and what do you think? What are your thoughts?
I think that's a really big feel-good story. But I'll be watching the Atlanta Braves tonight.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Well, at least check the scoreboard.
I will check the scoreboard. I will check the scoreboard.
Now, I want to end. I know we're – did you have anything else you wanted to go over?
Nope. We're good. And we still have 9 minutes to go, so let's – I don't know how much of a daily update we've really got.
Well, I just want to get one thing in real quick. I'm going to be short, sweet, to the point. Folks, Richard Pettis is not going anywhere. He loves being a member of the Four Persons. We love having him. He's not leaving us. And I'll leave it right there. So despite what you may have heard from whatever source you may have heard it, Richard Pettis is not leaving us. Am I correct?
That's correct. I am not going anywhere.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Now, tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern on Catholicism Rocks, William's show is going to be about apostolic succession. Now, keep in mind, apostolic succession just doesn't happen from pope to pope to pope to pope all the way back to Peter.
Right.
It happens among bishops as well. And then at noon Eastern on Burnt Toast and Coffee, his topic is going to be who wrote the Gospel of John. Now, we talked about this on Monday before Blog Talk Radio went down for 3 days. So you thought back on Monday that you thought he was probably going to come roundabout to it being St. John who wrote the Gospel of John.
I think that William is playing a little clickbait with us here.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? And hey, great. Do what you got to do. But I think he's toying with us a little bit here, like a cat toying with a ball or something. I can't imagine. Now, I might be shocked, but I can't imagine that he's going to say that the Gospel of John was written by anybody other than John the Evangelist. By the way, Ken Litchfield had a great show today on video. I captured the audio from it and uploaded it. So that's also on Blog Talk Radio. He did a show about Divine Mercy, Saint of the Day, Divine Mercy devotion, and the first Friday, first Saturday. And I went into a lot of detail about Saint Faustina and her diary. I thought it was a great show. People should listen.
I definitely am going to listen. I just hadn't had a chance to because I've been working all day.
Yeah, I know the feeling. This is the first day off that I've had in almost 2 weeks, and this is going to be the first complete weekend that I've had off in almost 8 weeks. So looking forward to a little R&R and getting more and more back into this this apostolate that I love so much. And we love everyone here, not just you, but William, Ken, Luke,
Terry,
Lewis,
Lisa. Oh, and
Chantal.
Saturday night, Lisa, which is tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern, Lisa is going to, on her show, Rocking with God with Lisa Marie Nicole, she's going to have Faith O'Brien. Faith O'Brien is a concert pianist and is also the director of music ministry at St. John the Baptist Church, where Lisa serves often as the cantor.
And we are also going to be doing that show. That show will also be both available in both video and audio format on YouTube and on Blog Talk Radio.
Are we going to simulcast it like we did before?
We are.
Okay.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it will. It was fun last time.
Yeah, it was. So on that note, I'm going to go, but God bless you, Richard, and thanks for all you do.
Thank you, John, for giving me a chance to do it.
Amen.
Amen. And guys, I just want to, before we call it a day, and please, God willing, and the creeks don't rise, Blog Talk Radio stays up, and I'm with you again tomorrow at 3:30 Eastern. But I do want y'all to go visit our friends Tony and Paulette and Mike Rock at therockcompanyshop.com. That's the, T-H-E, Rock, R-O-C-K, company, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, shop, S-H-O-P, like .com. I think you know how to spell .com. They've got some amazing things. And if you want to see how some stuff that I bought from them really looks in person, find my Facebook page. It's facebook.com. Facebook.com/Kathleen's, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N-S dot Captain, C-A-P-T-A-I-N dot Crash, C-R-A-S-H. And there are a couple of pictures of the things that, I bought a Last Supper carved out of olive wood, and then also carved from olive wood, I bought a resurrection set. And it's got Jesus, it's got the tomb, it's got the stone to be rolled away, it's got a couple of Roman guards, it's got Mary the Blessed Virgin. It's got St. Martha, St. Mary Magdalene, and then an angel. And it is just absolutely beautiful. It's breathtaking to behold. And by the way, for those who don't know, raw and fresh olive wood smells just like olive oil. I never would have thought that, but it does. So anyway, with that, I'm going to sign off. I want you to have a blessed rest of your Friday. And remember that Meatless Fridays is still a thing. Even though we're out of Lent, you can still choose to follow the old rules and go meatless on Fridays outside of Lent. And if you're deciding to go to Saturday Vigil Mass, it's a Friday decision. Even though Mass is anywhere from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., it is a Friday decision. So if you're going to go to Mass on Saturday, make that decision today and have everything ready so that when you get up tomorrow, you can be ready to go to Mass. And then I will see you back here at 3:30 tomorrow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining me today, friends.